This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, September 10th. Okay, before I get into what's going on with inflation and interest rates and oil prices and all that stuff, let's talk about some of the technology news. Obviously, Apple's big launch yesterday of their new iPhones was well received. Okay. The orders for the iPhone 18 started on September 12th, which is Saturday. And the iPhone Duo cannot be ordered till October 16th, and it will not be in the stores till October 23rd. The iPhone Duo is the folding phone. Apple made a big deal about it. Looks pretty impressive, to be candid with you. And it looks also, depending on your provider, that you could buy an iPhone Duo and use it at home, and you could still keep your old phone for traveling and things. So I think this phone will be a big hit. Obviously, Apple's anticipating a lot of orders, which is why you can't order it until October 16th. So that's good, and that's good for the entire technology industry. Believe it or not, Apple sometimes distorts the trade deficits when people line up for all its new phones. So that's the only glitch that might be happening down the road. So if you get a downward GDP revision because of all the imported parts that Apple has, don't be surprised. Now, speaking of imported bits, Taiwan Semi announced this morning that their August sales rose 53.3% compared to the same month a year ago. And that's a big deal. That is a big deal. TSM is a huge supplier to Apple, Microsoft, NVIDIA. So its record sales in August is a good sign that there's for all the technology stocks, as well as a lot of our AI and data related stocks. So with that said, a lot of people don't care because they're worried about inflation. The producer price index came out today. It rose 0.4%. That was in line with the economist consensus estimate. The good news is the core PPI only came in at 0.2%. That was below economist consensus estimate of a 0.3% increase. But the bad news was the July core CPI was revised up to a 0.3% gain. When I dig into all the details here, wholesale good prices rose 1.1% in August. That's not good. While wholesale service costs rose only 0.1%. So that was better. Okay. So there's hope there. Food prices were pretty contained in August. They only rose 0.1%. But energy prices soared 4.2%. Unfortunately, Bloomberg reported that this big increase in energy costs, that the survey ended on August 11th before diesel prices went up. And so there's basically a lot of inflation that didn't get reported, okay, even though they had energy prices of 4.2%. So Treasury yields spiked in the wake of the PPI report, but the other reason they went up is the European Central Bank also raised rates today. And it's going to be hard for our Fed not to raise rates now because other central banks are raising rates, market rates are going higher, the bond vigilantes seem to be driving the bus, and the only thing that can probably stop the Fed from raising rates would be a phenomenal CPI report on Friday. It would have to be phenomenal, have to be well below expectations and etc. But, you know, for the European Central Bank to raise rates when they're slipping into recession, because their retail sales fell 0.6% in July, and that's kind of shocking to me. So, you know, if my economy was spinning into a recession, I wouldn't be raising rates, because I'm just going to accelerate it. But the European Central Bank's different. They really think they can control energy prices with the economy, and they can't. But anyway, it is what it is. So so welcome to the seasonally weak time of year, folks. You know, last week was phenomenal for us. We started this week strong. But now the reality of higher rates are weighing on the whole market. The uncertainty of the CPI tomorrow is weighing on the market. And then, of course, the ECB rate increase had an impact. Now, as far as why energy prices are going up, it started with the Houthis firing at the Saudi Arabian infrastructure, refineries, and things like that. And Saudi has been fighting with the Houthis for some time. So, but it was unfortunate what they were targeting. But the U.S. is blowing up Iranian tankers because Iran keeps trying to send missiles to U.S. warships, naval ships, and they haven't hit any yet. But the U.S. is retaliating by sinking their tankers. And first they hit three, and then they hit a bunch more the other day. And Karg Island is the major export hub for Iran, and, you know, there's a lot of activity there. So that's all I can say is I'm not sure what the U.S. military is doing, but they are definitely sinking Iranian tankers, okay? So President Trump is in Dallas right now for the Republican rah-rah for the midterms. He just proposed $5,000 dividend checks to all of us that pay taxes. So I thought that was very nice of him. That's also causing rates to go higher. He made it clear that rates won't fall until after the midterms. So that might be an act of desperation. We'll see. But obviously the other side has no proposal to lower crude oil prices. So, you know, you got to make a decision, folks. That's what we do every election. So overall, let's just get through this bad part. We have the seasonal weakness because everybody's got to pay estimated taxes on September 15th. And then after that, the market should firm up. There's nothing wrong with earnings. The tech stocks are doing great. Is there a blowback against AI? They make a big fuss about it, but I suspect when the elections wind down, they won't. Okay. It's just something to complain about. They can't stop AI. They need the power for all the software we're using. So the data center boom will continue, and we're heavily invested in that, and we'll be fine. So with that said, we should ride through this. I know it's going to be bumpy today, and we'll see what the CPI is tomorrow. But as I speak to you right now, there's at least an 80% chance the Fed's going to raise rates now. Because market rates have gone up too much and the ECB has raised rates. So we'll see. It's all dependent on the CPI tomorrow. It'll be a big deal. And I'll do a podcast then to update you on what happened. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.